Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 49 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I am your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As we do every week, I'll talk through my week in terms of goldmaking and what I've been doing when I play the game. I'll talk a little bit about what's happening with the game right now, and then a discussion point at the end. So let's start by diving into my week. Now, usually I would talk about what I've been doing in Classic and what I've been doing in BFA, because I do play both versions of the game, or at least I play the gold-making side of the game in both versions of the game. But I've been too busy this week, so I've only had time, or I've only actually prioritized playing Classic. I haven't done anything on my BFA bankers, so I don't really have anything to say from that. I'm still stuck at like 13.2 million, which is what I had last week, and I haven't checked my mailboxes at all, so... Yeah, it is what it is. I didn't have time to stream at all. It's still too much stuff to do after work with moving into the house, and everything is still a little bit too chaotic, sadly. So I had to prioritize. So mostly it's been like disjointed leveling sessions when I can fit one in. Now, if we're focusing on what I've been doing on Classic, I've actually written about some of this, and it's part of it. Mostly I've just been focusing on leveling, of course. And what I've found personally is that grinding has been much, much, much more efficient than questing. So I've done that, and I'm gonna do more grinding going forward because it feels way faster. Questing is extremely badly optimized in Classic, like worse than I could remember. But hey, it is what it is. So my rogue is level 29, which is cool. I've got about 18 gold. When I logged out, but I do have some silk cloth that I'm going to vendor shuffle. Most of my professions, or at least secondary professions, are fairly high. I've got like 225 first aid. I got 225 skinning. I got about 140 enchanting. I'm considering switching to tailoring soon, but I don't think I'll do it until at least after I get my mount. And I can, I know that I can spend some of my surplus on cloth, on lower level cloth, so we'll see. I've done a little bit of gold making, mostly vendor shuffling. I've done a lot of vendor shuffling. The main shuffles I've used is, of course, the bandage shuffles. You turn silk cloth and mage weave cloth into bandages and vendor them. I've also done quite a bit of the greater magic wand vendor shuffle, where you buy lesser magic essences or greater magic essences and turn them into the wand that vendors for 15 silver, which is pretty good. So that's mostly what I've been doing. I've also done a little bit of low-level material flipping, mostly with small flame sacks that I generated because I grinded on whelps for a while. So that's been pretty successful. I've sold a large number of them. It seems like the market is actually... the price has been declining a little bit again, so we'll see how it goes over the next week or two. It definitely feels like people have caught on, and there's like a lot more supply now. Maybe high-level characters are actually farming these spots now. It's a little hard to tell, but it is what it is. So I haven't actually checked to see if like 18 gold is ahead of the curve or behind the curve at 29, but I'm pretty happy overall. It feels like it's increasing quite quickly. I've skipped a decent number of skills, of course, only focusing on the ones that are actually useful for leveling in terms of pure grinding. So we'll see. We'll just have to see how it goes as we head higher. So that's about it for the week. It's mostly just been Classic grinding and questing. Now if we take our focus of my week and about the game, of course there's not really too much to say about Classic. It's still Classic, it's still phase one. Everyone, a lot of people are level 60 now, so gold making wise you should probably cater to that. But yeah, there are still plenty of people leveling as well. There are people more casual than me, I think. There are people in between the guys that hit 60 and me at 29 as well. So there's still like so much left to do in the game. Now, as for BFA, patch 8.2.5 started coming onto the PTR with changes. The major features, it's mostly not that relevant from like a gameplay perspective. There's, of course, the 15th anniversary for World of Warcraft, which includes, like, Firelance time walking. And they've also finally decided to revamp the Recruiter Friend, where you now get a scaling reward based on having a subscription active, which makes it really good if you're a gold maker running two accounts, because every 3 months you'll get a month for free. So that's pretty amazing. So I'm going to check out if you can do this with all Recruiter Friend accounts or if you need to get a new one. But since the reward scales with how long it's going to be active, if you get like a new bank account or a new game account for your bankers, and you run it for 12 months, you get a ton of cool rewards, some cool new mounts, some other cosmetics items, and of course, game time, which is always useful. So I think that's pretty cool. Not like a huge deal. Other change that's coming is like a visual revamp for Worgen Goblin. Once again, like pretty minor stuff. Overall, of the stuff that they've announced or that I've found, like there's no major gameplay changes. So if you like BFA now, you're gonna still like it. If you hate it, you're gonna still hate it, and probably like wait for the next expansion and hope they take it in a direction you enjoy. But we'll see. All right, so it's time for this week's discussion point. And today I want to talk a little bit about my thoughts on professions in Classic, because I haven't really talked about that. I'll talk a little bit about how you can combine them, if that makes sense, and which professions I like from a gold-making perspective, which I don't like, and just a little bit about that. So yeah, first we'll do the gathering professions first, because they're pretty much the same, the same thought for me. Like, gathering is always viable from a gold making perspective. In Classic, you can only either track herbs or track ore, which means that you should, if you want to make like a pure gathering alt, I would suggest going either mining or herbalism and then combine that with skinning. And yeah, that's about it. You can of course combine them both and try to like swap between tracking. Maybe there are some add-ons that'll help you like find all the spawn points. Gathering works, it's farming, it's not my favorite way to make gold, and it's not what I'm going to be doing. As far as which profession or which of the gathering professions is going to be most profitable, I think herbalism is probably might be a little bit more profitable. We'll see. I don't really have like a firm grasp of whether the market for like high level gear or consumables is going to be like the best one. But alchemy will use up herbs in a pretty heavy fashion, so there is that. Whether or not we get the same from blacksmithing, who knows. So yeah, that's my thoughts on those. Like, I would go probably herbalism and skinning if I wanted to do gathering, but I'm not going to do it because I don't really do gathering. Now, if we look at the crafting professions, which is way more interesting in my opinion, because I just like crafting way more as a way to make gold. We're going to start with, we're going to do them alphabetically, because then I make sure I get them all. Alchemy. A for alchemy. Alchemy is, I think alchemy is going to be a great gold maker. I don't know. In BFA and Legion, alchemy was extremely competitive. It's going to be interesting if it's going to be as competitive in Classic. But there are way, way, way more recipes that are useful in Classic. You have fire protection potions. You have nature protection potions. Eventually, you have the flasks. You have other potions, healing potions. Everything is useful. So yeah, I think alchemy is pretty good. I think it's really good. Now for alchemy, there's no right. Of course, you can pair it with herbing if you like farming. But generally speaking, I think it's always better to have a pure gathering alt, but that's going to take you a long time to level though, so maybe not something you'll be doing. Either way, like, I personally prefer using two crafting professions and just going pure gold making off of those, and I think that's going to be viable in Classic as well. It is going to leave you a little bit short of materials as you level up, so you will maybe have to do a little bit more mob grinding or find some other ways to make gold. But yeah, I think Alchemy is really good in Classic. There's no like major drawbacks or anything. Tons of recipes, get them all, craft them profitably. Next one, blacksmithing. Blacksmithing is interesting. Blacksmithing, of course, you'll have to choose like a specialization, either armor smithing or weapon smithing, which will impact what recipes you can get. So the major parts of like blacksmithing is essentially very useful gear. That's what you want to craft with blacksmithing. You also have access to the sharpening stones, which are buff items, consumables that are used in raids. So that's pretty cool. And I think that blacksmithing is going to be pretty good. There are some like very, very highly sought after recipes, like the Lionheart Helm, which is pre-raid best in slot for most plate DPS classes. And then you have a bunch of like weapons, if you're weaponsmithing, that are really useful, both for like gearing quickly later in the expansion, but or later in the game's lifetime, like the Arcanite Reaper, but also while leveling. So yeah, I think blacksmithing is also... I think that, in general, I think that armor and weapon crafting is going to be pretty good in Classic. I think it'll have a lot of longevity because people will always want to pay to get gear quickly. Because like gear is much more deterministic in Classic than it is in BFA. There's no like Warforging or Titanforging or random stuff like that. Which means that you always just want to... You know what weapon is best or what items are upgrades, and you can just like buy them if they're upgrades right away and be super happy. So pretty much I think it's the same, like, okay, and of course blacksmithing, if you want to combine it with mining and you like farming, you can do that. In general, I don't really think that there's any professions that need to be paired with another. There's really just one example of that, which we're going to get to next, because up next is enchanting. And enchanting is actually the only profession that you really want to pair with something. Because you want to pair it with tailoring, not because of like a lot of people think that you need to have the ability to generate your own materials in Classic, but you don't, really don't. It's very easy to just grind gold. There are loads of mobs. There are loads of materials that just drop from mobs, so people will always need those materials as well, which means that they can always just go grind for gold if you really, really need it. But yeah, enchanting. So there's one like super big difference between enchanting in BFA and Classic. In Classic, there are no enchanting vellums, so you cannot sell your enchants on the auction house. Which means you need to sell them through trade chat and actually meeting the people you're enchanting their weapons. Which just makes it a lot more of a hassle. You need to be active and you need to be like in the city to sell enchants, which is going to limit the... it's going to limit your ability to make gold with it, but it's also going to make the barrier to entry higher, which means the profit margins will probably be pretty good. There are also some pretty rare enchants that are hard to get, some recipes that you can also make quite a bit of gold if you get them first. Everything that's best in slot is always going to be like super high in demand. And then, of course, you have the fact that you have like 5 tiers of enchanting materials, all with their own like potential enchanting shuffles to generate those materials, which are also going to be like a great opportunity to make gold. Enchanting shuffles have pretty much been a thing since like at the beginning of the game. I learned my first enchanting shuffle in the Burning Crusade, and it's actually a Classic based shuffle. So I think you're going to be able to make a lot of gold with enchanting shuffles, but all of the shuffles of course require you to have tailoring, which is really the only example of two professions that you really, really, really want to have together in Classic, which is tailoring and enchanting. Mostly because there's way more cloth generated than any of the other basic trade skill materials, which typically means that like cloth-based recipes are cheaper compared to leatherworking or blacksmithing recipes at the same level. Which means that that's the best way to generate enchanting materials in large quantities. So there's that. Of course, tailoring on its own will also give you access to crafting. And tailoring is pretty strong from gold making. You get the bags, which everyone always wants bags. Bags have been a thing forever. Sins Classic. And then, of course, you also get access to crafting gear. You have stuff like the Robe of the Archmage that everyone is looking for right now, where the pattern drops from an instance. You definitely don't want to go farm for recipes like that. But the same holds true for tailoring as for the other like armor professions. They're all going to be in demand. What's interesting about tailoring is that some of the recipes that are available in the first phase, like Robe of the Archmage and True Faith Westments, are best in slot all the way through phase 4, which means that they're going to be so profitable, people are going to want them if they level a mage in like phase 3. So I think that's going to be great. Now I sort of skipped ahead now. Next up we have engineering. And engineering is one of the ones with less gold making potential, but it is one of the most useful ones for like PvE and PvP. So the main way, I don't think that there are like any major recipes that you can make a lot of gold with, mostly because all of the engineering items are just usable by other engineers. Which just limits the ability to make gold so much, sadly. Now there are some things to note. There are a couple of things to note. You can create ammunition for guns, which is pretty, can help you make gold. You can also make scopes that attach to ranged weapons, so hunters will want to buy those. And those are actually useful or used by everyone. The rest of the items are pretty much engineering only, which limits them. This includes stuff like the craftable dynamites and stuff like that. Which just limits it a lot. It's just pretty sad because you have some items like the green lens, cloth head, which can have like random plus frost damage style enchants, which make them really, really, really strong. For stuff like mages, they're like some of the best ones. And you have some epic items that are actually usable by non-engineers, primarily like the core marksman rifle, dark iron rifle, and other weapons. One other way you can make gold is with engineering crafts, some items that are used by other crafting professions and some that are used in quests. For Alliance specifically, you need the Bronze Tube for some quests in Darkshire. You need the Gyrochronotome for a quest in Badlands, which you can make a little bit of gold on, but nothing major. So overall, I think engineering is fairly weak from a gold-making perspective, but there are some things. Very few people view engineering as something you can make gold with, which means that there's probably going to be less competition. Very few like pure gold makers are going to pick engineering. So maybe you can find a niche on some of these items that are actually useful by others. That would be cool. Now we have leatherworking, and that's pretty much the last one, unless I'm forgetting something. Leatherworking, you craft both leather and mail armor. Mostly, and it's always going to be useful for people. Leatherworking has some less recipes that are very interesting, and you also have a couple of consumables or item enhancements. You can craft the armor kits that you can apply to chest, legs, or hands or feet, which will increase, which is comparable to some form of enchant. But they might not be best in slot. Other stuff you can get is like the Onyxia Scale Cloak, which you're going to need for Blackwing Lair, for Nefarion. So everyone is going to want that once they get through Onyxia and Molten Core. Some other stuff you have is, of course, the Devil Sword Leather set, which is best in slot pre-raid for every melee class in the game. Those items are extremely strong. You also have, of course, epics, other forms of leather armor that is just useful for everyone who's wearing leather or looking to kill people through melee. So I think overall, like the other armor crafting professions, it's got to be pretty strong. It's we'll see if it's like super top heavy. But the Onyxia Scale Cloak is going to be very good because people are going to want that so much. And of course, the Devil Sore set, if you can actually get the Devil Sore leather, which is going to be pretty limited by how quickly you can, or how quickly the Devil Sore spawn. But yeah. So overall, I think all of the crafting professions are pretty much going to be able to make decent gold. Of the ones in the game, I think engineering is the weakest, but it's also going to probably have the lowest amount of competition. Enchanting is like the hardest to really maximize because you need to be very active in terms of actually selling your enchants. But some of the rare enchants are probably going to have really, really high profit margins, so I think that's still going to be pretty good. So yeah, that's like an initial overview of what I think of the professions in Classic. Hopefully you enjoyed it. This is the end of the episode. If you enjoyed the show and you want more content about gold making, you can get that on the blog at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you enjoy the show so much that you want to support it, then you can do so through patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. That is going to be it for me this week. Goodbye, guys.